they were waiting. A second burst of gunfire took me by surprise. This one came not from one of the other sentry posts, but from the meeting hall at the village's center. I hesitated for about half a second before I turned and pelted towards the sound. The men were spilling out of the hall, still shrugging on jackets, tying bandanas, checking their weapons, but already awake and alert to their surroundings, looking for a target. I grabbed the nearest of them, Levitsky, and ordered him to replace me at the jungle's edge. I sent the next to relieve Kopacek. I wanted him back here with a situation report. Trooper Graves was nursing a fresh wound. Snatching his hand from his temple, I saw the familiar red welt of a glancing lasbeam hit. What the hell's been going on here? I pushed my way into the hall, where I found the remains of my platoon in disarray, and two of them dead on the floor. Standing over these two, with his bolt pistol drawn, was General Farris. And as he turned to me with a regretful slump of his shoulders, I realized what he must have done. He had shot them.
I had no choice. They were lashing out, screaming, firing everywhere. This one, he came at me with his knife. He was saying crazy things, calling me a monster. I think the cultists must have got to them. No!
The protest came automatically to my lips.
No damned way.
It was one thing to see a comrade cut down in battle, dying for what he believed in. This was senseless. I felt cold inside. I felt numb. I felt angry. I remembered how Myers had fought so well that morning, laughing as he'd sunk his knife arm up to the elbow in cultist guts. I remembered how Walensky had been so proud last week when the man had honored him with an earned name. Nails, they had called him.
They were good men. My men. You had no right.
Farris's eyes darkened.
Do I have to remind you, Colonel, that I am the ranking officer here? You weren't even present. You don't know what them, sir. I know my men, and they were two of the best.
A heavy silence had fallen upon the hall. All eyes were fixed upon the general and me. Still, my words provoked a ragged, defiant cheer from the dead men's comrades.
Either one of those soldiers would have given his last damn drop of blood for the Emperor. It must have been... They must have come down with some virus, a fever. It made them see things. Whatever the cause of their behavior, they were threatening us all. I had to act.
You didn't even know their damn names. And the silence returned, almost a physical force between us. It was broken by a quiet voice. Cadence Moonglow had entered the hall and walked right up to my shoulder without my being aware of him. That, as much as any of the night's events so far, disquieted me.
The Covenant has been broken.
What the hell does that mean?
I rounded on him.
Blood has been shed. Now they will not rest until they have blood in return.
Who will not rest? The cultists?
Cadence shook his head.
The jungle has bred far worse than those misguided souls. There are monsters out there. Monsters that the eye cannot see, but whose presence is felt nonetheless.
Yeah, well, thanks for the warning. But those monsters of yours already tried to blow me into chunks.
Cadence shot me a sharp look, and for a moment, his calm facade slipped and I caught a glimpse of something darker beneath it.
They would not have attacked you except in self-defense.
Then, composing himself, he continued.
We welcomed you into our village, our home, because we sensed that you were noble souls. We only prayed that in return you could leave your war at our doors.
I don't know if you're aware of this, kid, but your monsters have this village surrounded.
And now they are free to enter it as they please. By sunrise, all we have built here will be ashes. No one will survive.
In a Grox's eye. Those things out there, whatever they aren't dealing with a bunch of tree-hugging pushovers anymore. If they want this village, they'll have to go through us to get it.
Colonel Strachan has a point. We will do everything in our power to protect you.
There are less than 30 of you. Their numbers are legion.
But we have the defensive advantage, I said. My boys can keep those hostiles at bay till dawn, or I'll want to know the damn reason why.
And once the sun is up, we'll be able to lead you, all of you, to safety. We have an army not 20 kilometers from here.
Cadence bowed his head.